Bello, everyone. Welcome back to the Broop Jack Godcast. I'm Grunk. I'm on the wall. I don't know where I am yet. Actually, I think I'm on the wall, though. So I'm like pointing under right now.
I don't even know. I haven't figured that shit out.
We'll figure it out.
Editor,
somewhere.
Editor, put Grunk right here.
Wait, what episode is this, guys?
98 or 3. I say 98.
Well, wait, no, we're season 2, episode 3.
Season 2, episode 98.
Yes. Sponsored by group code group 10% off with Gamer
Yes,
Subs.
Sir.
Yeah.
Listen, guys, yeah. I know we say it all the time, but we really need to sell out. We only have 100 units left that we need to sell out, and for some reason, no one's buying them.
Our stock went up.
We went from 98 to 100.
So we have a group chat with the people at the warehouse that, you know, send out the lean stuff. They just send us videos of them like fucking around with it, you know, doing tricks, you know, putting in their water and all that stuff. There's no movement. Thank you guys very much for moving one last week.
Thank you for the motion.
Shout out Shay Tubman.
Shout out shitty guy.
Shitty guy 12 for buying one lean tub last week. We saw you. We see you. You're awesome.
I still want to mention one thing.
We see you.
Dude, the last episode, the camera that was pointing at Yummy had to be panned in because, okay, listen. I was editing that bitch. I was like, oh, this is funny as hell. You know, whatever. I'm 30 minutes in, like 38 minutes in. And I'm like sitting there. I'm like, oh, man, this is funny. I'm so happy that.
Yeah, he told me, he was like, he rally gift, looked down at Yummy.
Yeah, and then like, it's just his fucking
big ball.
Fucking
it was one ball.
Man one and guy two were just sitting there.
They weren't like out, but you could see he's wearing pants now. There's a reason why.
Wow. Y'all never be wearing shorts on the podcast ever again, because like, dude, you could see like up my asshole and like behind my nuts. It was kind of fucking awesome.
It was awesome. So we don't have an intro anything yet. That's being a worry. So right now I think our best course of action for a placeholder is a good old riffraff freestyle.
So, and the only people who know about this, I think, are me and Larry.
Yeah,
Isaac doesn't know.
I might have seen it. I don't remember anything.
We freestyled a snippet before the podcast, but like, I swear to God, I've sent something in the group chat because there's one line in here. I don't remember what he says, but it is so funny. I'll know it when I hear it.
All right.
Let it rock.
Show you guys greatness.
Take your fat ass to sleep. I'm jumping out. Can decode a Grim Reaper Jeep. I put you to sleep. I put you 6 feet deep when it's in the ground. I blaze pine. I let my top down. I could have played for Washington Redskins. 6 points for a touchdown.
Yeah,
I might give you a 6 point diamond. This is a carry. This is a parent. I got more knowledge than both your parents combined. I graduated never. Didn't go to high school in 99. Everything was fine. I banged Jane Wine. No homo. I'm talking about it back in my trunk. That's CD deck. Yeah. Players want to check. Checks mixed. Haters won't get in the mix. I got a fresh set of kicks. I'm play for the Phoenix Suns. I graduated in 1991. Damn, that motherfucker older than the motherfucking moon plus the sun. He got older than the damn solar system. I come through, I might pop trunk on your sister. I eat fried gristle and bacon with eggs and toast. Damn, that motherfucker right there, he ball the most. He ball coast to coast. He ball across seven seas. You talking about, I'm in the game. Motherfucker, you on your damn knees because you gay. I pull up sitting sideways with Sway. We had a Chinese buffet. Eating on a Monday, it's a Tuesday. Make it feel like it's damn Ruby Tuesday. It's Saturday. But it don't even matter anyway. I come through with diamonds and sapphire across my chest. Figured I was Kendra King Griffin Jr. I come through, I played down south of Oklahoma soon. I could have played for tailback, halfback, or hatchback. I'm in a photo hatchback. Damn, motherfucker could have played for the Dallas Mavericks, but they found crack in my jacket. This motherfucker, damn. Mark Cuban said, man, you're going to have to box one of these players because they're going to take your position down.
That's enough riffraff, dude.
That,
I think it was eating Chinese buffet on a Monday. It's a Tuesday. That's the one that made me laugh the hardest.
It's a Tuesday. Fucking made me feel like it was Ruby Tuesday.
He said he graduated in 91 and 99.
I know. He had two.
He also said he could have played at like five different professional sports teams.
The Mavericks.
Something bad happened.
Crack in his jacket.
He found weed in his sock.
Oh,
my God.
Oh, all right. Classic intro. Awesome intro.
Oh, that was a good intro.
Awesome intro. We might end it off on a freestyle, but that's way later down in the episode. So this is the setup now. Okay, this is like Grunk in the rotation.
Official.
I don't know where he's going to be at. Maybe he's up there. Maybe he's around the screen.
Maybe I'm right there,
you know?
Can we do, every single week, we'll have like a different way to put Grunk on the screen?
Do you hate me?
No, just imagine.
No, do you hate me?
Dude, just run a DVD.
No, do you just hate me?
Imagine the DVD thing.
No, Isaac does hate editors.
Oh, the CD thing?
Every time we do a P.O. Box, editor!
P.O. Box address. I do that because I'm jealous of people that can motion track. I can't motion track on Vegas. I can't do it. I just can't.
So he admitted to doing it. So not only that, like he did it because he's jealous.
Yeah, so now you're envious and you're evil.
You're doing a sin.
Watch this. Larry.
Yeah, what's up?
Put him on my hand.
I'm going to make you look stupid.
He ain't doing that, little
bro. You know what? All right, ladies and gentlemen, Isaac's face. There you go. You know, it's an early Christmas gift.
We didn't get to address where Tanner is.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
He died.
He's right fucking here. What do you mean? All
right, you know what? Normally we say, oh, someone got into an accident or what? He's asleep. I'm just going to say it.
He fell asleep pretty late.
He went to bed pretty late. So.
You know, he's one of our top shooters, but unfortunately, there's a balance to everyone. And his balance is that he just, you know, if he's knocked out pretty late, then he'll probably have to stay knocked out
pretty late.
Pretty late. Yeah. So
I talked to Tanner and I transferred the Pharaoh's curse of sleep apnea to him. Is that what the word was? Sleep apnea.
Dude, by the way, ladies and gentlemen.
Choking your sleep.
You mean
Isaac's
insomnia?
Here.
What?
He's here.
Welcome, dude.
I'm back. I got grounded for yelling on the podcast because I was mad about a fridge. So handsome fella took my place for a moment.
He slept through the last podcast.
People are going to believe that. No,
they are. Yeah. They're going to think I actually got benched for yelling at the podcast. But
Isaac, they're like tearing you up. You're out for the next podcast.
I don't even. Wait, what was the main argument? It was about the fridge and how it's dirty and how I'm an asshole. I forget.
Just don't even bring it
up. I don't even want to talk about it.
y'all boys.
I don't know what happened. I just saw the comments.
It feels like. Have you ever seen those videos of like the guy who is like. That time I went to Kai Sinet's, the AMP house, and like we were all having fun, but he's not there. It's just like a picture or a video cut out and placed in. That's what I feel like right now.
Like a green screen.
what if I green screen you in like front of this little plushie?
Oh my god!
You could if I'll move my leg.
I can make my background like a solid color.
We have the funniest setup that you guys can't see because we have Grunk edited in because we're recording him on OBS. But dude, he's on a TV with the like a Logitech C920 on his head.
I'm gonna take a photo real quick.
On his head. Dude, it's so funny looking at him over there. I just like seeing him. I'm not gonna lie, it makes me happy.
Yeah, we couldn't get a Roomba. I'm sorry, guys. We couldn't get the.
He's happy.
Look at that.
Sunshine light.
Dude, I'll be real though. Rainbows. I'm like super self-aware this podcast of how I'm moving because the top comment on the last one was yummy.
Oh my god.
Yummy moving his foot crazy
dude,
style.
I swear to God, everybody has
no,
a problem with
and you fingering the couch.
Dude, that one was the worst. Dude, I was literally doing this to the couch. I was just fingering it. And then I switched fingers, and then I think I did two.
You're a horny.
Dude, you're horny.
you're a horny.
But it feels really good. Like, you should try it, Nick.
I was doing it. I was playing with my little AirPods in this thing. It's, like, really
horny.
Fun.
And I like to finger it. But I also learned that I'm, like, a sensory kind of, like, freak, like, weirdo.
Yeah, you're like...
Oh, dude, you guys need one of these, bro.
Yeah, I wasn't doing
look,
that.
Look.
No, but you were messing your hair. Oh, look at that.
You need one of these.
No, but I am a sensory guy. I always have, man. Like Larry. Okay. Oh, I don't even want to think about it. Larry yesterday showed me the grossest scrub daddy I've ever seen in my entire life. It looked like he got bombed. Like he was like green.
It looked fucked up.
And like there's chunks taken out of him. But just like thinking about the texture of that makes like it gives me goosebumps.
Wait, not ours, right?
No. Yes, ours.
What, ours? Yes. We have to throw it away, dude. It looked like he had a, like a scrub body and he got beheaded. No. And, like all the blood was in his face.
Scrub grandpa.
It was.
I'll be real. I used the hell out of that scrub daddy.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah. The hell of it.
It was well worth it. $5.
$5.
Hoorah.
It popped up on my Twitter again today because it's the greatest deal in Shark Tank history.
I thought you were talking about like.
Do
I
you know
you
what the deal
it.
Was? 100K for 30% of the company.
Did they accept it?
Yes. Well, I think so. Yeah.
I think they did.
And they did that last week.
And then they did like $140 million in sales in like a year.
Yeah. So like a part of the whole Shark Tank thing is that they get like promotion anyway. You know, so like, let's say they get turned down or don't accept, they still get promoted.
If it's interesting enough to be
but
in the show,
there's stupid products a lot of the time.
What's the dumbest one you've seen from recent memory?
Why don't we check it out on our YouTube?
Yeah, hang on.
This is like live,
this is like a real podcast.
Jamie,
now.
Pull that thing up, dude.
Jamie, pull up the dumbest.
Jamie, pull up the pyramids.
Can we buy the dumbest Shark Tank products for a group video? All right, guys, leave a like and subscribe.
I feel
and comment.
Like half of them aren't even for sale.
If we
anymore.
Get 20K, we'll do this.
Jesus, these videos are long.
Is there like a shorts?
Just like click. We can just
look
at
shorts.
One.
They. What does it say?
It's gonna be all Mark Cuban.
God damn it, Mark.
Who's your least favorite shark?
Dude, Cold Ones literally did it. We tried the dumbest Shark Tank products, yeah. And there's a Scrub Daddy in the
thing. They got to it a year ago, dude. We are behind.
Dude,
I hate this
back
guy.
Down.
Whoever this guy is, the O'Reilly or whatever.
That's Mr. Wonderful.
Mr. Wonderful.
Oh. Dude, I have an awesome idea.
I went over everyone's head, but mine. I hear you over there.
What?
None.
Okay. I'm gonna get an astronaut, like a space astronaut suit for Bento, and he'll just chill right here with me.
Aww,
that'd be really cute. Wouldn't that be?
Yeah.
That'd be so funny.
His eyes would be even more like...
And then his eyes be like,
dude, yeah. It's $20.
I had paying for
20
that.
$20? I would do that. Bro. That's like a bonding thing.
Look, he looks pissed. He looks so mad.
Dude, I'm pretty sure these are like so heavily drop shipped. Is this the real website?
Can we see?
This is dog.
Yeah, what is Cat Interactive Hair Removal Massage Comb?
I
knew
it. It's drop shit, bro. That shit on Temu. That shit on Alibaba Express.
Hey, can we all try to like best angry cat sound wins like $100?
Did you guys see? You know, Mr. Is his name Mr. Wonderful? Big bald guy from Shark.
Yeah, Mr. Wonderful.
Mr. Wonderful. I don't know. He said that he was going to offer to buy certain percent of TikTok, move everything to the U.S. and keep it up.
No way. That's like the worst idea.
I mean,
in the world.
that's like what's gonna happen. I think.
Can
honestly.
TikTok please just stay out of the United States' hands?
Dude, I'm sorry, Greg.
What, he's so happy changes, over there.
Changes his background.
Didn't even see it.
That's a good one. I like that one.
That's sweet. True.
Are you able to look up Mr. Wonderful TikTok?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Mr. Sorry. Wonderful. Can we do like Mr. Wonderful's sexy moments?
Who's So what's next, Mr.
Look how wonderful.
He's wonderful.
Where's his background? Where does he live?
Oh, he
looks like the embodiment of greed. Does that make sense?
Yeah. No, he I absolutely agree with you, and that's why I hate him.
No, there's one that's worse. I can do you one worse if you want to go down the rabbit hole real fast, quickly. Just pause for a second. Pause this video. I'm sorry. Google. Church owner that purchased a jet.
Oh, that's that guy's his bad. His name is Pastor.
Does look at click on images, click on images, and look at this guy's creepy fucking eyes.
Yeah.
Look at the left side. Bro.
He
is evil.
Did you hear what he said? He said something like, I can't be caught with the demons in that aluminum tube or something.
Yeah,
he
did.
He's talking about
that.
Flying with like normal people.
Inside Edition came at him sideways.
Dude, he
demons
said.
Demons in the aluminum tube.
He said that, I think it was it. I don't know who he bought the plane from.
It was another, just another guy. Over
he was
there.
Like, he gave me such a good deal, I couldn't deny it. Like,
dude, I could have thought of like a million different better defenses than what he came up with on the spot.
Well, his argument is that he can now go take his private jet places to preach faster,
right?
And more efficient,
right?
He's
kind of a genius, actually.
No, that wasn't even his defense. His defense was it was so cheap.
It was such a cheap.
That was
deal.
His only defense, like his actual.
Well, pretty much. He did say that it was such a good deal that he couldn't turn it down.
I mean, I guess so. Like, I don't know what a good deal is, but
yeah, this guy is what
he looks so evil, dude.
This guy's what we call the wolf. This
people,
is a wolf
people like him
clothing.
And Joel Osteen, dude. I can't.
Joel
stand.
Osteen's fine.
No.
What
wasn't there
to
like
Joel
an
Osteen?
Wasn't there an issue with Joel Osteen where he like there was a giant flood and he like rejected people from like you know coming
he
coming
was blocking
getting
people
in the ark he was
no there was a big issue there's a storm and he rejected people from coming to the church. Look it up. Look
imagine
it up.
Imagine the podcast of the Bible Times.
Jamie, so look up Joel Osteen rejecting people.
Noah? Did you guys see what Noah did? So Noah brought two of every kind, including humans and his own family.
Yeah, what a moron.
Look
that
up
flood's,
rejecting
that flood's
people.
Never going to happen, dude. Noah's preparing for nothing right now. What a loser.
And go to image all and then scroll down. Hmm. Dude, I hope I don't look stupid saying this, but I remember hearing
stupid.
Something
it's
about
not
it.
Not opening Lakewood Church for... It's up there. It's up there.
Yeah,
it's
not
the
opening...
One.
Scroll down right there. Lakewood Church.
Not defends not opening Lakewood Church to probably people that needed it. Yeah, to Houston.
To Harvey. Yeah, Houston Harvey. Yeah, he didn't open it. Yeah, that's what I remember hearing.
He just left it closed, and people were trying to go in.
Oh, my
F. We're not open.
Did that scroll back up for a minute? Did that say 16? A little bit more. 16,000 capacity church.
What?
That is a massive church.
What kind of church is that?
That's what, called it's a one super of the mega church.
Yeah, they're called mega churches.
Mega churches.
How many? How long are those pews?
I don't think those should exist.
They're like stadiums, drunk. They're actual stadiums.
Yep.
Those are the ones where they're like, I bless you, and then they touch their forehead.
They fall like bowling pins. I love those videos so much, dude.
Dude, have you seen the one where the pastor flies in on like the tightrope? Like he's
harnessed
up.
Yeah, like a zip line is coming in.
Oh my god!
Pastor flies.
There he is. That's him.
Oh,
what is the second? Yeah, there it is.
Wait.
Yeah, no, it's the second one. There it is. Yeah, we're fine with like. What about theater mode?
Theater mode.
I can't believe he's getting like the pastor hand signals down mid air over his congregation.
Are you ready? That's sweet.
I'm ready.
How is he gonna get down?
It's like SpongeBob and the Krusty Krab when he had the cape on.
What if it's on his underwear?
Oh, that's sick.
Give him a big way. All
right, be honest.
I have a question. How do you even propose this idea and someone says yeah?
Oh,
like,
dude.
Okay, imagine while we're preaching, I come in on two zip lines, yeah, and I spin really slowly.
Yeah, I know that conversation goes like, nothing's impossible.
If there's a will, there's a way.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus will.
Now, how many people do you think will lose faith if he just fell and then like hit his spine on like one of the chairs and like
think a demon entered.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's
either that or that's God's plan.
God
did not like it.
Can I talk about a demon that entered?
What?
Yeah.
When I visited you guys and we did that P.O. box and Isaac got that clown sent to him, right?
Right.
I took the clown home with me.
Sorry.
And
sorry, everyone.
What?
No, I just want to apologize. We haven't gotten that video out. They don't know.
Oh, yeah.
That's fine.
But you'll see. You'll meet him. But literally, he was sitting on my shelf that the camera is on right now. And we have this thing on the ceiling. Hang on. I'm going to try to show you.
Smoke detector.
Okay.
Sprinkler.
I don't know if this will work. Do you see that thing? The like cream color thing?
Yeah, that orange thing.
What is that on your ceiling?
So that's just like a little rubber.
Big piece of gum.
A toy.
It's just a big piece of gum.
It's like a squishy. It's a squishy toy that's kind of sticky, and we threw it up on the ceiling. Like no, literally in
we have
in
one
like
up right
November.
Now.
Yeah, we have a yellow one.
Yeah, we threw it up in the ceiling in like November, and it stayed there for months and months and months. And then I bring back the clown, right?
Uh-huh.
And it falls, like just like literally the day of that the clown is here, and that's like strike number one. Like, okay, that's weird. Something is off. Mm-hmm. And then, same night that happened, I had the scariest nightmare I have ever had in my life.
Oh
my entire life.
Okay,
like,
yeah. Keep talking.
It was truly, like, I was screaming in real life. Camden had to wake me up. I was screaming.
What?
It was that scary. Yeah, like, I've never experienced something so scary in my entire life. And,
what was the dream
it
was about?
Like, it was literally, okay, so it started out normal. Like, we were in this auditorium. It was lit. And then me and Camden go outside to just chill on a beach. And it's nighttime. And I'm looking out into the ocean. Then it's like a warm summer night, and then all of a sudden I feel this cold gust of wind like whoosh, like wash over me. Like it literally was so cold, it like
Slicey remix.
I saw Slicey remix. I was like, hey.
What about the?
Okay, hold on. Warm summer night.
And yeah, so the cold gust of wind, it wasn't even like a gust of wind, it felt like more of an aura, a presence, you know?
Oh my
and,
God.
And it literally was so strong that in the dream, it like took my breath away. Like, and I couldn't, like, and me and Camden were like, okay, we need to get out of here. And I stood up and I couldn't walk. Like, I couldn't walk straight.
Oh, dude, those suck, dude. Those
and then
suck.
We continue walking down the beach and we pass the door to the auditorium that we were just in. And then I get hit with another of those cold things and I look to my left and I see this, like, figure, this, like, scrawny figure that's wearing no clothes, but it's humanoid.
It's like
and
Larry.
It's small.
Larry just naked in his
chair. Like, it doesn't make any sound, and then it just like approaches me. Like, no noise. I don't see it moving at all. It just somehow approaches me. And we, like, lock hands. And I fall to the ground with it, like, on top of me.
I'm like,
and
what?
I'm, like, screaming. I'm screaming. And then Cannon has to wake me up. And that's
you got
the
dominated
dream.
In your dream,
he had to wake
dude.
You up. Jesus. You were screaming?
Yes, I was screaming in real life. That's
okay,
how all right.
Well, we gotta tell him how to nullify the curse. Because we have...
I got rid of it.
We have a nullified curse.
You got rid of it? What'd you do with it?
I gave it to my partner that deals with all those things.
Oh.
Okay, so you have like a wait, you have a spooky dookie toys dealer. Okay, got it.
Hey, if the clown guy is real, we have a yellow thing up on the ceiling. Make ours fall right now.
Don't do that. Last time Tanner did that, he was like, if there's a demon here. Like an idiot. Dude. All of our lights started like going.
Not even that, dude. We played a Ouija board.
Yeah, what were we thinking? Well, that was by Hasbro.
Which, by the way, is owned by Hasbro, which freaks me out. Yeah. Because why does a toy company have that?
That is true.
It's not going to fall, I don't think.
Really, before that, I did not believe in, like, any demonic presence or ghosts or anything, but that like, actually chilled me to my core because I have not had a nightmare in probably over 15 years.
Damn.
Like, I haven't had a nightmare in a long time, dude. I'm scared.
For okay, those two things to happen in such close proximity.
What do you think would have happened if you, like, took a tab of acid? And then had that thing around.
Why would you?
Probably something bad.
Probably a really evil spiritual awakening.
Cool. Dude, I <That'd be> cool. My dream last night was insane. Drunk, I was dreaming that I was sleeping on two pillows, and when I woke up, I was sleeping on one.
It was horrible.
That's actually real. I was like, fuck.
That's really
But it was like half nightmare because I was like asleep and I was like, dude, I'm gonna wake up and I'm gonna have the worst neck pain of my entire life because I know I can't sleep on two pillows. And then I woke up and I was like, oh, I'm on one. I'm chilling.
That is that's scary as shit, dude.
I dream about things that stress me out. Like, one time my car wasn't going into first gear very well in the fit, and I was just struggling with it the whole time, and I dreamed that my transmission broke. And I woke up and I was like, oh, I gotta go get it fixed, man. My life sucks. And then I went to go get food, and then, like, it was like 3 hours later, I, like, remembered my dream when it went into first. I was like, oh, shit, I'm fine.
What the hell? I have some weird ass dreams, dude. Like, I don't even know what they mean or what the purpose is, but I have those dreams where I was in a dark room, and I was walking in this like endless hallway, and I just kept running, and like I had this like source of light coming out of like my body. I don't know how to explain it, but basically like there was a circle around me that would be lit up, and then the rest would be all black. And so I just kept running forward. And then my point of view changed from me, like my eyes, to like someone looking at me from afar. But I could see that. And then I'm like switching back and forth, like trying to figure out where this person's at. And they get further and further away. Hmm. And then I woke up and I was like, what?
Have you guys ever had a lucid... What, me?
No, I'm saying no, me. I'm just thinking like, when that happened.
Have you guys ever had a lucid dream? Anybody?
Yeah. Dude, those things are fucked up.
Mine was like... You know that, what's that one movie, I know Larry will know, with that lighting in the desert where it's like super saturated and there's like no shadows.
Dune.
It's like very blue, very desert, very orange, and it's like a nuclear, like 1950s.
Dune 2.
Fallout. Like aliens come. It's got that funny alien scene.
Dune.
I think Scarlett Johansson might be in it.
You ever see Mars Attacks?
No, what the hell is that?
Dude, look up
It's by that one director you like. You're like, oh yeah, he makes movies like this. Anyways.
Are you talking about Asteroid City?
Yeah.
Maybe?
Oh, Wes Anderson.
Yeah, Asteroid City. So my dream kind of had lighting like that, but more pastel and like more muted.
Oh, that looks really fun to watch. I want to watch
it. Lucid dream, and I was like kind of like a drone. I like flew out of like this building, and nothing was like really textured. It was almost unrendered, like a video game, like something in the distance.
Ooh.
And I was like following a car drifting around a city, but I was also controlling the car.
What the fuck?
And it was like kind of abandoned, but I would like tell it where to go, like go right, go left, turn there. It was kind of cool.
Can you look up Mars Attacks?
Mars Attacks.
So I used to be really scared of this movie.
Dude, what is that?
Okay, what the fuck?
Okay,
I've seen this.
Yeah, if you guys are looking for a really funny movie, this is the type of movie. Dude, not to spoil it, but I'm going to spoil it real quick. The only way to get
anybody cares about spoilers of Mars Attacks.
The only way to get rid of them is to play music.
Wait, what?
their brains explode. Dude, what? It is such a funny... I used to be so scared of this film. Look at the left side. The woman, her body was replaced with
this
dog.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, and she was replaced. Yeah.
What the hell?
I want to get this. This is cool. I love these kinds of movies.
It is
kind of
cool.
I think I already told you guys, but dude, my favorite movie of all time, Killer Clowns from Outer Space, baby.
What
is
that?
Look at these guys. Look at these fucking freaks.
This is an old ass movie about these clowns that came from outer space.
No way they came from outer space.
And they start killing everyone. And they turn them into like cotton candy and turn them into like all these things. They're gross. What'd you say, Isaac?
Nothing.
We need another Space Jam.
True, bro.
If there's another Space Jam, I'm calling it right now.
We need one with Steph Curry.
No, it's gonna be with Anthony Edwards.
Two?
There's gonna be a Space Jam with Anthony Edwards in, let's see, what year is it? 2024? I'm gonna say 2037.
What the 2037. Dude, that's like forever.
37? Wait, didn't they make one with LeBron?
Yeah.
That was the most recent one.
Yeah.
Did you watch it?
No, actually.
I feel like it's balls, dude.
A New Legacy 2021.
Oh my god. 2021.
Anthony Edwards 2037 Space Jam movie.
Space Jam.
Damn,
with
we
Grunk.
In 2024.
Any Wembanyama. Where Wembanyama?
Wembanyama. No, Wembanyama's going to play on the Monstars if he's in the movie. He's not going to be like the normal person because he is already a Monstar in real life.
A what?
That's the monsters who have like the 90-foot arms and they're dunking and the shit in the movie.
What are they called?
Monstars.
Monstars?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, hola. Hey. These guys, the cartoons.
Yeah, that's Wembanyama.
This is like the Phantom Troop right here, dude. These guys.
Look up like Monstars long dunk.
All right.
Space Jam long dunk.
Long dunk.
Yeah, there he is. That's
okay. Wow. All right. Jesus.
Wow. Wait, look at that picture.
It's a POV.
Why is one like inappropriate?
It's DeviantArt.
DeviantArt's probably
no.
I say click it.
I don't.
All right, let's see our reaction.
View image.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not that bad.
Is it normal?
Yeah. What is that? I see it. Like, yeah, no. This,
I can't even tell what
he's
that
just
is.
Dunking, dude. I don't know why that's NSFW. Huh.
Just in case. I don't know if somebody gets scared.
Can you look up Breaking Bad feet guy? Who's that guy who put his feet up like real big?
That wasn't Breaking Bad.
Who was it?
That was from...
talking about Tarantino?
No. That was from Stranger Things.
Ew.
Oh, yeah. Look up... I don't know.
Stranger Things man feet.
What are we looking up?
Jamie.
There he is. Larry, that's what you look like right now. I don't know if you know, but
no, dude. I want to mention something real quick too. Dude, I was getting flamed last
Were
episode.
You barefoot?
No, you dude. I had socks on, but I had a hole in my sock. I have holes.
You have holes in your socks, and Tanner has holes in his underwear.
Okay, you gotta blur that.
Wait, what?
What is that purple legged fucker?
Ew. Yeah, that's.
Ew. Oh, it's fake. It's a Demogorgon or something.
Demogorgon. Why did they make this?
Okay,
we're getting to a bad place.
Oh, I saw something horrible.
I don't see anymore.
Yeah.
Oh, doggy.
Can you look up worship music? Don't do that. I was like,
what?
No, don't bother.
Dude, could you imagine going here?
What's your guys' favorite water to drink? Sorry to cut you off.
I like your interjections like that.
Dude, you know what I tried recently? I
just feel like we got to move somewhere else. Because, I mean, what we're looking
that?
At feet.
Is that good?
Gatorade water. What did I say?
Is it good?
Where did you get that shit at your college campus? I hate you. I told you I wanted to try the Gatorade water.
My bad.
Grunk goes to IMG. Grunk goes to IMG. Grunk, what sport do you play?
Grunk.
I play soccer and tennis and football.
How do you like the Gatorade water?
D1 for every one of them.
Yeah, it's good. It's
smart water.
Yeah, it does kind of feel like the electrolytes. My friend said that it tastes like watered down, like really, really watered down flavored shit.
Okay,
really?
There's like no watered down Propel.
There's no flavor, but it's like a placebo type.
I said Propel.
I know what Propel.
You don't know about Propel?
It's Propel.
It's Propel.
And Propel.
Okay, Taco Bell.
Taco Bell.
Is it data or data?
Data.
I'm gonna steal all your
data. Say data.
Data.
I say data.
Do you say do you say SATA or SATA?
I'm gonna switch up.
I've never said SATA.
You never heard of a SATA cable?
I know SATA cables.
SATA. Yes.
Yeah, it just goes.
Sega.
Got your answer.
Sega.
Anyways, my favorite water. I F with Evian. I F with Icelandic.
I usually just go with smart water.
But my everyday water.
Tap.
Your life.
You do tap. Filter tap.
Yeah.
Can I tell you what? I want to buy a Brita filter. I want to buy one. Dude. No. Berkey. I want to buy a Berkey filter.
Why?
Berkey?
What's the difference between...
Berkey holds like 30 gallons of water.
Wait, can we do one of those 13? Fake... Can we do one of those fake TikTok things where it's like... You know how they stage their podcast?
I was going to ask that. Can we do like
a
staged podcast?
Can we pretend to do that real quick? Be like, I want to buy a Berkey filter. Right?
Wait. There's this new water filter. It holds 13 gallons. Have you guys heard of it?
No. Wait, what no. is it?
It's
what?
A Berkey water
Berkey
filter.
Berkey what?
Water.
And they sold this many units in the first quarter of 2024.
No way.
And if you invest now with the link in my description, you'll 10x your money by tomorrow night.
10x.
I'm going right now, and I'm going to put that in my bio. That is crazy.
Here's an affiliate link to do a pyramid scheme. Sign up right now, dude. Fuck it.
Pyramid scheme.
But no, I had one in my house when I was in high school. And you, it literally, it's on a stand. It's got like charcoal big filters. You pour wow. the water in the top. We're not doing the bit anymore.
No, I'm being serious. I'm saying wow.
Wow. Me when I'm genuinely brought aback.
Wow. Me when he mentioned the charcoal filter, I'm like, no way.
Wow.
No, but it's really good. And it's great. And
what,
it's,
wouldn't it taste like tar charcoal?
No.
Taste like tar charcoal?
No, it just filters it.
It should taste like charcoal.
But it's convenient like because I have that big ass Yeti cup that I can't use because
why not a Stanley cup,
dude?
So Stanley cups actually one was in a fire, a
no
car
way,
fire.
A car fire.
And you know what happened to that car fire?
What happened?
Everything burned it.
Now, did the Stanley cup live?
Believe it or not, the Stanley cup actually did live.
No,
I wonder. Shortly
what,
after,
was the driver okay?
The driver was perfectly okay. Stanley sent them a whole bunch of Stanley cups after her shit burned.
Did they
terrible.
Give them a new car?
Hell yeah, probably not.
They gave her a new car.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah.
That was the Stanley Cup.
Well, congratulations, bitch.
You don't know what Stanley Cups are? They went like totally viral on TikTok.
You don't know what Stanley Cup is.
Dude.
I don't know what
Stanley
Cup. You
sound like a
Cup.
Bitch. Shut the F up. Mm. You're weird as beard.
Your beard is weird. Oh, wait. Oh, that's the Stanley Cup right there.
Yeah,
you know
Lightning
so
McQueen.
Cool?
Hockey fans are definitely mad.
Lightning McQueen won the Stanley Cup.
Do you know
Cup.
What's really funny?
In a race.
Is what people don't know, like the laws and regulations over like lead. And then they freak out over something like lead being in Stanley Cup, and they don't know that there's like micro amounts of lead in everything that they consume.
Yeah, there is.
Everything is lead.
I think we need to stop worrying about what we're consuming because like we'll never really know ever.
I think got a point. That's a great point. Yeah. I feel like the damage has already been done. We're like halfway through our lives at this point.
Yeah,
almost.
Dude, we already got used to it, man. We evolved.
What
past
if
that
we
point.
Eat so many preservatives, we get preserved, and then we can live forever?
that's the point.
Cool. That's smart.
That's
as
the
shit.
Point.
We all have shelf lives after that.
Yeah, we turn into plastic.
We turn into like non-perishables. We could be put in a doomsday bunker altogether.
What are you guys gonna be made out of? I want to be a bag.
Polyester and silicone.
I want to be a boob implant.
Ooh,
a boob implant.
Okay.
I'm going to put you in my chest, yummy.
What are you going to be, okay. Nick?
Right here. What am I going to be?
Yeah.
You're talking about like a preservative?
Like you got recycled.
I got recycled?
Yeah.
Could I be anything?
Yeah. Like your face on a jacket or like...
Nah, I would be the window of a microwave.
Okay.
Ooh.
Because right. like the everyone's going to look through me, look at me. I'm always needed. And I'm always protecting them from like shit.
He's a
yeah,
hero.
Yeah, but you're gonna like radiate. Yeah. You're gonna look ugly.
Yeah, you're gonna melt again.
No. He's built to last, bro.
Listen, that window saves fucking meals, dude. Very lucky.
It saves lives. Yeah, that radiation is no joke. Yeah. It like literally can burn up your insides.
Yes, it can. You can cook you from the inside.
It's got
really.
Fucked up.
That's what radiation. Well, that's what microwaves do.
And then the food eats you.
Can that's so strange. We have that.
Die. I know.
Just they're smaller than the. Microwaves.
Yeah, they can't. They cannot get affected.
They just chill in there.
They can't
remember when we tried that?
Yep.
We tried that and we learned that. We were like, why aren't they dying? And they're smaller than the
viewers,
fucking microwaves.
Viewers at home, if you're wondering why the hell we tried microwaving ants.
Wait, what?
We scooped them up and we put them in our house.
Wait, you don't remember? This was back in the other house. There was someone left a whole bunch of food inside. It was never cleaned. And so there was a bunch of ants that went from the air fryer, I think, to the microwave.
Yeah.
And we were like, all right, fuck it. Let's just try and turn on the microwave. And they were just fine.
They walked out fine.
They were just spinning on the dish the entire time, climbing on the walls.
They were like, what's going on, bro?
Yeah, they were dizzy at the end. They were walking around like, oh.
I feel like ants sing a song when they march together. I'll be real.
Yeah, the ants go marching one by one. Hurrah, hurrah. The ants go marching one by one. Hurrah. Hurrah.
How long do ants live
guys,
for?
It's like minutes, I think. What'd you say, Grunt?
Did you guys ever catch the rat?
Yes.
Oh, yeah,
we did.
Dead.
Oh, here we
Can
go.
Can we talk about that?
Have we not talked about it yet?
He wanted to bring it up.
Wait,
didn't we mention it on the last podcast?
No, it wasn't caught the last podcast.
I don't remember.
No, we didn't mention it at all.
I'll tell you what.
No, because it happened after the last
podcast. Sorry, guys, I murdered it. I know everybody's like, save the rat, release it. It's dead.
It's dead. His greedy. All right.
Well, I also have to admit I'm guilty by association. I was the one who set the trap.
Yeah.
Yummy was the one who put the peanut butter and bought the trap, and I was the one who held it open. I primed it.
I think I have to harbor some guilt for attempt.
Attempted murder.
By the way, Isaac filled the whole garage with poison. We need to throw that away now.
That's real.
I did. I bought like 4 Tomcats, but I didn't know the rat was the size of like my fucking forearm.
That's what happened. Isaac bought rat poison traps where the entrance was like that big.
Yeah, they're for mice.
For mice. And then Tanner comes back 2 days later with like new info where he's the size of a shoe.
Yeah, no, that's true. And then I saw it and I was like, oh my God. Dude, that thing scurried away.
Yeah.
And it was like I saw like... Yeah, so it was like a shoe walking.
I was really bored at like 1 p.m. on a random day, and then I did like 2 hours worth of research on rat traps, and I watched these rat YouTubers, and that's where I linked. They have like the kill counter LED screen with the GoPro attached, like their own custom camera.
That's like sociopathic.
Wow. That, and it like stabs them in the head.
That's sociopathic.
And then they have another one that does like the same thing, but like, yeah, it was like a $200 trap. But I found these ones on Amazon. I vouch heavily for them. They are these plastic traps, giant plastic mouse traps, and they have like teeth, and you just squeeze them. It looks like a chip bag clip or whatever, dude. It was a clean kill. He wasn't even Yeah, there it is. I think it's literally the first one.
Why did it come up?
It's the one over there. The other one on Amazon.
Dude, you looked up bear trap butt rat.
Yeah, it's like one of those. They're all probably the same. But dude, it was not a dirty, messy, gross kill. He wasn't like bleeding or he didn't explode. He was huge, by the way. That's exactly the one that I got.
That is exactly what we have, yeah.
And it worked perfectly. I think it just broke his neck and then he died.
Yeah, I do want to say, though, for any rats listening, any rats that are fans, the next time y'all try some stupid shit, it's going to be you're going to have a rat parkour. You're going to step on like an iron grate hooked up to a car battery. You're going to get bzzz, and you're going to fall into like a pool of like hydrochloric acid.
We should have contacted Mark Rober and asked if he could help make a contraption.
We should have done that.
Dude, I learned about like rat highways. I learned about the way they travel. I learned about like their sleep patterns.
Don't they travel in like packs? Which
they
is
have like
I'm
highways
worried.
That they always like to be covered, and they always like to be like against like a wall, so they'll only go against things and they'll follow like a certain path. And then there was this one trap I saw that was kind of insane. It was a shop vac filled with like oil.
Oh my
and they would
God.
Keep the hose open and they'd put like snacks like at the top of the where like the hose is at
Dude,
the shop vac and leave it empty.
That
they'd,
is crazy.
They'd go in the tunnel and then they'd eat the snacks and they'd fucking fall in the oil and they would just
oh hide. My God. Yeah. Dude, would they get deep fried? Was it hot oil?
No, it's just Dude, oil. Dude.
And then you eat it.
Yeah, and then you have to skewer it. Dinner.
Dude, I was on TikTok and I saw this one guy and again it was so sociopathic. Like he had a setup where he would wait for a squirrel to eat nuts right in front of this like tree, and then he would shoot the squirrel in the head, and you just see its eyes like pop out, and it dies.
That's horrible.
And he would be bragging. He'd be like, "Yeah, I got to replace the backboard where the pellets are hitting against the wall. I've been missing a few." I'm like, dude, it's fucked up.
Some people do that because they mess with their bird feeders and shit.
Yeah, right. I'm all about killing it humanely, if anything, but I don't think there's really
a way to do it. I'm talking about that. We're talking about the rat.
I'm talking about the rat, not squirrels.
Right.
Yeah, I'm talking about the rat.
Dude, the rat, as a witness of what happened to his life, his death, I guess. Dude, that thing, he did not die a happy death. It was not pretty. It wasn't the worst thing in the world, but he probably was chilling like in that trap for a good minute.
Can we talk about how the
Hillary?
Trap was like
hey,
here?
Hey, wait.
When I said it,
that rat is still in the trash. Is the trash by the curb?
Yeah, it is.
Thank the God in the sky. Shout out who did that. I forgot.
But listen, we put the trap against the wall underneath some boxes, and when we found him, the trap was like 5 feet away. So I think it got him, and he jumped.
Dude, you know what's insane? The fact that like when we set those traps, and then like the next day, it was like moved because someone of you guys moved it.
Yeah.
Remember?
Which one?
With the what?
The trap.
I think it was Tanner on accident. He like moved all the boxes and didn't know the trap was there.
Yes.
It was a war zone.
I think it scared the shit out of him too. I can imagine him getting scared.
Yeah, I think like a Vietnamese trap.
Jesus!
It fell on his foot actually. It clamped down on his toes.
The reason he was alive for so long is he had a whole bag of food we didn't know was in
there. Dude,
the
he ate an entire chicken wing. I saw the bones.
No, he did. He did. Grunk
oh,
was
Grunk,
here.
He had more. He had more than that. That was just like that was a starter.
Grunk, he started his own restaurant.
He had a buffet, dude.
Yeah, he started his own restaurant in our garage. He had like, it was like a restaurant partial with like a hotel probably. Like they could sleep in the ball pit balls or the car that was in the garage or wherever.
I have a genuine question. So where does the humane like empathy kick in for killing animals like that? Because you sound sad about a squirrel, but you sound like you don't care about a rat. So
yeah, you sound tactical about a rat.
Is it like a cuteness scale, or is it like a
rats classified
innocence scale?
Innocence.
Rats are pests,
so I would say they could die.
What about hogs?
If one.
Hogs are they're invasive. They'll kill anything.
Kill, like
deer
livestock.
Are invasive. They'll kill anything. I would much rather a deer die.
Deer are pretty chill, dude.
They eat berries.
Deer chill.
No,
like,
no.
Chill deer.
So here's the thing. A deer is going to jump in front of your car, and it's over.
So you're telling
me
you're gonna shoot that right in the forehead?
Huh?
You're going to shoot that right in the forehead.
Deer are cool, but like if deer were I would not want hunting for deer to stop.
Deer have good meat. There's a great population of deer, probably an overpopulation in some areas.
Yeah, you could
like, what do you value, a human life or a deer life? I mean,
human.
What? You sound like you're
he's talking about deer. If someone's driving on the highway.
Yeah, someone's driving on the highway with like a think of like the
okay, if a deer
scenario,
was driving
on
the highway, first of all, that would be amazing. I'd be oh my god. We live in the new age. Yeah, that'll be on the news. And second of all, the deer is cute, so.
They're cute, but when they're grown and they're like males, like they're whatever.
That is true. They are kind of whatever.
Kill the dudes. I'd say leave the moms, leave the babies, kill the men.
Yeah.
So what about reproduction for more deer?
Just leave the moms, leave the babies, kill the men.
Well, that's why there's seasons for hunting.
Exactly.
You know?
There's also times for like, all right now you cannot kill the dads, but you can kill
a certain amount of tags as well.
And I don't think if a hunter saw a baby deer, they'd shoot it.
No. They would get fined. They would get fined.
Exactly that.
You would get
just pull out a machine gun.
It's the same way as fishing. If you fish and you take out a fish that's a certain size, you'll get fined.
Yeah.
Not allowed.
Hey, gentlemen. Exactly.
But boars, I don't know, man. Boars are a different breed. Like,
no,
obviously.
Boars are scary.
Boars get blown up on YouTube.
Dude, I'll tell you what my favorite thing is when fishermen or whoever, it's usually fishermen, when they find like a crab, a lobster,
with
a fish.
Pregnant?
But they're so big. Like, they could tell they've lived for so long. They're like,
old
damn,
wise.
You made it this long, bro. I'm going to let you go.
They snip it or something like that? Don't they snip it if it's a breed? If it's a female?
If it's a female who has eggs or is capable, they'll snip the tail in, like, a weird triangle so people that catch it in the future
know that it's a breeding.
Eat it.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Wait,
I like when they let them go.
You gotta keep the lobster race around. When
like,
there's
so,
a pregnant female.
I was talking about like when a lobster's like so massive, it's been alive forever, and they could totally legally keep it, but they're like, I respect you.
Lobster huge.
Lobster, dang.
Look at that fucker.
Jesus. Oh my god.
No.
Big lobster.
No, oh my god.
Oh, a fucking course, dude.
Mukbang, 21-pound lobster, Nicocata avocado. You
That's
killed
insane.
Them.
Like, why
how can would
you?
Eat
that big?
Why would you eat that? The huge lobster, you big greedy glutton.
Hey,
greed?
Are shrimp crustaceans?
Yeah,
I believe so. Because they're.
So if you're allergic to crab, you're allergic to shrimp.
Most likely, yes. Shellfish.
Yeah,
shellfish
my mom's
is
allergic
huge.
To shellfish.
That is so sad.
Wow.
What
would happen if she had it?
Die.
Oh. Oh.
I don't know, actually.
Oh.
It can make your
throat close.
Yeah. Throat would up.
That's probably what it is.
Dude, that's
you
crazy.
Gotta do the
dude, scroll down, look at the like bottom middle-ish.
Is that an EpiPen?
Right bottom middle.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Right. Yeah, I think so.
Dude, EpiPens are actually really cool. When you like pop them open, they tell you instructions. They vocalize out instructions.
Do you know how expensive they are? There was like a shortage or whatever. They were like 200 a piece at one point. People were like so mad about it. Rightfully so, but
how many did you have some for Misty?
Oh, EpiPens?
Uh-huh.
No, Misty has diabetes, so she has
insulin.
So
oh, that's
I would have
right. So it's like back
shots.
Yeah. When I lived back in Jersey, I would have to give her insulin twice a day. One in the
Imagine
morning,
you're
one
giving
night.
Her an EpiPen twice a day.
Oh my god!
every 12 hours,
she's
just
like acting like a puppy
forget
forever.
That.
So much energy,
dude. Diabetes, seeing it firsthand, especially just like in my dog, makes me never want to have it ever. Like, it is so sad, dude. Like, imagine having to give yourself insulin every single day, prick your thumb every single day. That was my motivation to like lose weight was because if you get diabetes or if you're like pre-diabetic,
it's pretty much just
dude. And
you can't get rid of it.
You can humans over time. You can dogs can't. Cats, I believe, can.
How is Misty, by the way? I haven't heard her.
She's been having some medical issues. I'm not gonna lie.
Is she old and feeble?
Old and feeble. She's blind. So the insulin gave her cataracts. So she now
that
can't
happens?
See. Yeah. Yeah. Aww. But she's good.
Yeah.
She's trucking through it. She had I forget what it's called, but she basically had to go to the doctor because she was not eating a lot. And but it's right. it's kind of like normal with
how
diabetes.
Old is she, by the way?
She's 12.
She's 20.
Damn. 32, I think.
Imagine.
She's like 11 or 12.
11, yeah.
11.
Yeah. My Bella dog, she's like 14 or 15. She's
oh
like,
my god,
dang, bro!
Wait, what breed is
she's
she?
Old.
Golden.
She's technically lab mutt. Something.
Lab mutt.
The so black my one? I got a puppy when I was a kid. His name is Cody, and he came from a yellow lab family, and it was like a whole farm. And his mom that like gave birth to him or whatever was like 16 years old.
Why are you guys? 16, why'd you look this up had, while Yummy was telling a story?
I was listening.
I'm interested. I'm watching. Ugly dog.
I was waiting for you to finish. I was gonna say, the what mom, if this dog was like 20 years old?
The mom oh of God. Your dog was 16 when she had her.
Yeah.
Holy wow. shit.
Wait.
15 or 16, and then it lived to like 17.
What
right?
is that? 15 times 7. Oh my God.
Know. 15 times.
It's like how old in like human years you need to have a baby.
Is that the math?
I mean, unless they lie.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It comes out to tire. Oh, or rim. Can you look up bento?
Oh my God, being 105 in human years and having
that's crazy.
A baby is nuts.
It's like the bento. Oldest dog I've heard of.
I wonder.
Bento.
Nah, irrelevant. So, irrelevant.
Just look up bento. Look up bento tainment. His Instagram. I just want to see if it comes
just
up.
Just do bento cat.
Well, of course it's going to come up. That's the only thing on the internet.
Well,
no, you got to.
Irrelevant.
Gotta, no, it's searching for entertainment. You got to search instead for bento tainment. Click underneath it. There you go. There he
Dang!
Is.
Dang! That's adorkable, dude.
Oh, I like the big 0.5 on the bottom right. That one's cute.
Dude, I saw the picture of Bento outside. Like his eyes were so
scary.
Crazy.
Dude, yeah, I'm gonna be. I feel like I feel so bad. First of all, he's a big pussy. He like runs from everything. But also, dude, he's like.
Oh, I thought you mean he's like a big cat because he's a big
no.
He's
no.
Really,
he's
tiny.
This cat, I have never seen a cat like. Usually they're spot on. They're honed in on their target. Like if you're playing with a cat, they're like, and they get that shit spot on. Bento's kind of like.
Dude, when I walked over to him around the couch, he was like following me like this. He was like,
he was looking at you. He's looking at you diagonally because he can't see you.
He looks up and then he looks like not even at you. You just see his face.
It's like one of the eyes has to look at you, but they're crossed.
See, you both are over 6'2". So like
the poor thing has to like.
Yeah, so dude, funny. He's like 6 inches, 7 inches off the ground. Like you guys are like,
he's a raccoon
skyscrapers.
Tail.
He does have a raccoon tail.
I was trying to find this picture, but he looks at me the way that people with glasses look down.
Oh, look
at reading books. Where like they
oh, look up old guy reading,
old guy reading, okay.
old guy
person,
reading with glasses.
Look up old person iPhone. They always do it on the iPhone.
Yeah, true.
Oh yeah, yeah. Bottom. There you go.
Kind of like that, you know.
Like, oh, yeah, he's like yeah, looking yeah. up at you. Yeah.
You said old person iPhone.
Yeah, old person iPhone. They always look.
They
at
do
the
do
iPhone.
That. Yeah.
Yeah, they're like.
Oh, yeah, there's on the right. That's it. Yep.
That's Bento.
And they only use one finger. I don't know why they do that.
Because the finger is a stylus, as Steve Jobs intended.
Well,
yeah, they can't do
the
films.
We're like so advanced.
We have like multiple inputs of stylus. How do you say stylus in plural?
Stylus.
Do the one.
But everything that ends in an S has to be octopus, octopi, stylus. Stylus. Following
it's
rules of
just
English.
I'm pretty
probably
sure it's just look at all those stylus. Styluses?
Look up plural of stylus.
It's just stylus. It's just going to be
no
stylus.
Plural of stylus.
Like,
stylus.
No, Larry.
Stylus.
No. Stylus.
Stylus.
Styluses.
It's styli. Oh my God. Holy no God. Way. I just pulled that ish out of my
stupid.
Butt.
That's so weird.
That's stupid.
Octopus, octopi, stylus, styli.
English is
hey,
weird.
Hey, what's the best pin? G2 Pilot, bitch. Look it up.
G2 Pilot.
We're just like looking up stuff.
Yeah, we're just Googling podcasts.
Jamie's doing a
the
lot
Google
of work
podcast.
Right now.
Thank you, Jamie.
Sorry,
for
we
that.
Like looking
you,
at
Jamie.
Stuff, guys. The second one. Yep, that's it.
G2 Pilot.
I had one of these and they lasted me from like sophomore to senior year, I swear to God.
Damn.
Dude, people didn't steal your pens and pencils in school?
Like dude, I had that shit on lock, bro.
No, I wouldn't let anybody borrow one because I knew I'd never get it back.
Do you remember how wow. I was in Japan with my fanny pack? I was gripping that shit.
Yeah.
I was like, I was holding on.
Yeah,
you
gotta be careful. Nothing. Japanese, man. They're dangerous. They'll rob you.
It was all okay.
They're
well,
like the nicest people in the world.
It was also in Vegas too.
They'll rob
the
that your 6'4" ass. Those Japanese.
Dude, I hope to God not.
Dude, they are some of the nicest people in the entire
they don't
world.
Yeah.
But I'm in school, dude, and I would have that. No one's getting my pens. I'm holding them, stealing them, nothing. This shit was like on my body.
Nah, I was low-key a bum, bro. I would like steal them shits from. Like,
oh, you're the asshole.
I was the asshole that would stay. Oh,
shout out.
I would stay after class. And I'd be like, nah, you don't leave anything behind. Way. I'm like, oh,
pet peeve,
sick.
Dude. What are you? Like,
I have a mechanical pencil. I give it to a friend. I get it back, and the thing's broken off.
Yes.
I remember who let me. It was back in the other house. I think it was you. You had the mechanical pens.
I did buy a really fucking outrageously expensive mechanical pencil because it looked cool. I don't know why.
Outrageously expensive? Like how much?
What was it called?
I don't remember.
I'm looking to you in my time of need. I need to know.
Graph. It was like some graphite something.
Look up expensive mechanical pencil.
When you were a kid, did you have like the 20 color or the 15 color pin? Yeah. And it had like,
mine was five.
Yes.
All the
you
things
put the
around
different
it?
Ones? Yeah.
Okay.
I didn't have one, but a girl in my class named Mia had one.
Look up kooky pens because apparently people forget kooky pens existed.
Kooky?
It's K. No, not kooky pen. It's K O O.
Kooky.
Kooky.
Cookie.
Yeah.
Cookie pens.
Look at those.
Y'all
those?
I had one.
Oh!
I had one of those. I had one of those.
Wow.
Yay. I haven't seen those in forever. Looks like a Bean Boozle.
Can we collaborate with these
people? Those were banned in my middle school.
Why?
Yeah, for too much
those
fun.
Those smelled bad.
Yeah.
The rubber
the rubber
did not smell good.
Yeah.
It smelled like rubber band.
Like I could put something
they
on
look
butt.
Like they're coming.
Okay.
Look at them like.
Yeah. He's like.
Yeah, find one. Let's see who's getting the best.
Oh,
pens.
Look at this one on the right. Definitely this
one. The second one.
No,
he went stupid.
Second one.
The second one's getting glazed.
No,
on.
No, look at the first one. He's definitely like past the point of like, he's like that's euphoria.
That's like his ninth nut.
No,
that's Nirvana.
He accidentally came, bro. He,
no, he went
it.
Over the edge, dude.
Is he embarrassed?
Scroll down.
Are they called cummy pins?
Maybe.
Oh.
Ew.
Ooh, hi, Olivia.
Look at this guy.
He's like,
yeah,
good dude.
I'm cool.
That looks like Steve-O.
I smoke weed, yeah.
Dude, these are like butt plugs.
Dude, they had so...
My bad.
It's chill.
Was that pin gimped back there? I swear to God.
No, wait, where?
Right there.
All full leather?
Gimped.
Oh, it's wrapped
and
up!
And he's a cat. Oh, it's money.
Oh, it's like Egyptian fat.
He got Pharaoh's curse. Look at him. He got wrapped up, and then he got put in
the
tomb.
Dude, bring these back. Where does the pin even come out? Like,
where's
I don't
the
even...
fun?
At the bottom. At the bottom.
There's no more fun in the world.
Dude, yeah. I remember back when I was in middle school, high school, I hated it. I was like, I want to grow up so bad. And now looking back, I'm like, damn. That's awesome, by the way.
Wow. That is lit.
Is there another face?
Ooh.
$14, you gotta. You can buy them right now.
How many? Look, how many of them?
You get four for $14.
I want to get these, though.
Go to the shelf.
They're such a strange shape.
To the right.
Yeah, it is really, really weird. Oh, whoa, it's one eye.
One eye open.
One eye open.
Am I gonna get yelled at if I mention I have to use the bathroom?
No. Look up 15.
We have 7 minutes. We have 7 minutes.
Look up 15 color pin nostalgia.
Oh,
I want to live in my...
Yeah, let's live in like nostalgia. Oh,
nope, no, it's
none of these.
Nope,
I know exactly what you're talking
well,
about.
There is, yeah.
Oh, on the right, you can see the multicolor pens. No, go back. On the way right, it looked like those. No. Oh, boy, damn, man,
we,
this is
where
the
we
worst
just
navigation.
Were.
15 color
pens. Oh, they're
all the way
there,
right.
Yeah.
All the way right.
Oh, these.
Those, but they're like they could be whatever, like white.
Ooh,
we were hovering over them. That's okay.
What wasn't these? Was it?
I don't matter. People know what we're talking about.
Yeah, you guys know the nostalgia. Yeah. And if you don't, then get up on my podcast.
Hey.
Now, but for real, these were lit. I also loved the wavy scissors. I don't know if you
I know what you're talking about.
Yep.
Yeah.
How do you spell scissors? What the hell?
Skizzers. That was actually Skizzers. Right.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah,
these
they had
so
little
cool.
faces. Yeah, it was like sharks.
Yeah,
like,
I love these.
Whoa.
I love these so much. No, there it is. Safety scissors. That time period, man, was... That was the... Oh, my bad.
Dude, me
touched,
and Larry just touched
we
it.
We just touched toes.
I have a question.
Whoa. Yeah, what's up?
Not to change the topic.
Hi, gang.
But is there any creators in Austin that
no.
we could ever get on a...
Sorry.
Zero.
None. I mean, get on a what? Podcast?
Yeah. Would we see ourselves... Because Handsome Fellow is here, you know?
Right,
and
right.
That was a great time, dude.
Had
a really fun time with him. Who would we... envision coming on next?
Some random guy off the street. That'd be kind of dope.
I would like to just get random people. So it'd be so much more
That'd be
cool
great. Okay, this is what we do. Wait, like I'd want to do that, and then I want to like tell them that Grunk is like our like guide. Like
AI. I'm like an AI.
Can you put alien background behind you, like a spaceship, and then we'll pretend like you're actually like from the mothership contacting us?
Yeah, my idea is we're going to have to be up late, Grunk. Sorry. You're going to be, it's going to be, we're going to come home around like 1 a.m. with a guy we found on 6th Street. We pay him maybe 20 bucks, come with us and do a podcast with us back at our place. You'll come in here, we'll just be like, oh, and he'll look at you and you're going to be Mother Spaceship and it's going to be really funny.
Mother what if he throws Mother up on our set?
That would stink, but it'd be worth it.
Would you clean it up because you invited
him in? Yeah, imagine seeing that. I'd probably puke too.
So where do you guys want to go this year for a trip? Where should we go?
Jamaica.
Oh, that'd be dope. Brazil.
New Zealand has some crazy wild.
New Zealand looks
Where'd
fun.
Where'd he go? He got abducted.
What about Australia? What do you guys think about Australia?
Australia.
Let's do Australia.
Maybe.
Let's meet all the pets. I mean, all the animals.
Yeah, we could do Australia. I was looking at, believe it or not, dude, Korea looks like really nice.
Oh, yeah.
Yummy would be our literal guy.
Did you hear about their population?
No.
Is it decreasing?
No. Is it zero?
They have a so like there's more older people than there are younger people.
Mm.
So.
Mm.
Whoa.
No one's having intercourse anymore.
Usually it's the opposite, right? It's always young people.
Nobody wants babies.
Kinda. It fluctuates. Baby boomers
basically,
after World War II.
Basically, when you're having kids, you want to have at least three. So that you can have an abundance of population. Population will grow. If you have one kid, that's two people to one, you're losing. If it's two to two, you're, you know what I'm saying? So you want to have three to be able to.
But people can't have three kids nowadays. It's just not going to happen.
On God. Speak your truth.
Wait.
On God.
Wait, but what if Jason Derulo, every time he puts out a music video and he's like hot and sexy, he's like, Jason Derulo. There's a spike in breeding. There's a spike.
I'll breed to Jason.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
We need more music to breed to. Let's make a whole genre called breeding music.
I think it's called R&B. I'll be real. Yeah, I think
it's called Ed Sheeran.
No, fuck that. Oh my god.
He pioneers it.
R&B. Ready to bone.
Oh, wait.
Ready and boner.
Ready and boning.
Ready and bonered.
Ready and boning. Yeah.
Primed and ready.
R&B.
R&B, baby.
What does R&B stand for?
Rockin',
look it up. We got to figure it out.
Reggae and boobs.
I think that might be R&B definition.
Reggae and boobs.
This old ass fucking slut.
This is like a fucking document from the beginning of times.
These are all PowerPoint presents.
Rhythm and blues.
I guess so, yeah.
Look at our friend right there. Right, first one right there. Usher.
Our friend?
Yeah. We're going to have him on the podcast next week.
Wait, you don't know?
Did you see his stock go up just because he was in the Super Bowl? It said he was going to make like 100 mil just because this guy.
Did you see the way he took off his shirt and he was ripped and perfect?
Oh, my.
I literally
assaulted that man's wife. Like, come on, Usher. I don't like you anymore.
Usher, dude, the second he took his shirt off, I felt the baby bump inside of me, dude.
Dude. All right, listen.
Oh, God, bro.
I know we're talking about the whole Super Bowl and everything, but him doing that to Alicia Keys was kind of BM.
Yeah, dude.
Who's married to Alicia Keys?
I don't know.
I don't know if it was planned or not.
And he was also like, man, we ain't worried about all that. Who cares? So, like, I guess we shouldn't care either, but.
Kind of true.
I don't have the perspective.
Yeah, you're being like, hella parasocial.
He could have been
right
coping
now,
or he could be a cuck.
Hey, yo, imagine you're performing in the Super Bowl and Usher comes up and hugs you like that. What would you do?
Pee.
If he hugs me like that, dude, yeah, I'll fucking cream. Are you kidding me?
I would ink.
You'd be viral.
I would ink down my leg and be viral.
Oh, you got me ink.
You got me ink.
No, dude, he'll be steaming hot, wet. The warmness is going to be comforting. And then also his
yeah, but then to ruin it all, he has bad breath. Now what?
That always sucks.
To ruin
way.
It all, like, he smells like BO. Listen. And he smells like an Italian fucking hero sub.
People in the dating scene right now,
daters at home.
Yes, daters at home. Make sure that your breath is pristine.
Which means
pristine.
You have to floss. Because if you don't floss, your breath is going to stink.
Yeah, you got to floss after brush your teeth. Mouthwash, tongue scrape. Tongue scrape's important.
Brush your teeth, because if you don't, you're going to get gingivitis, and that's worse than your breath smelling bad.
Yeah, that's true.
Isn't that what literally causes bad breath?
No, yeah, but kind of, not really. Gingivitis, yeah, it's like bad.
That's not the only thing. Plaque buildup causes bad breath. Halitosis causes bad breath.
Halitosis.
Okay, yes. We got some dentists.
I know,
okay,
you denti? All licking your teeth right now.
Come on, bro.
Now, I'm be honest with you. I hate people who have dry ass lips, bro.
Everyone lick your lips.
Oh, God. Nope.
Yeah, everyone nope.
Lick
your lips.
I use ChapStick more than anyone in this house, but it's not because I want to. It's because I have to.
Is it this right
look,
over
I
here?
Look, I got some right here. I always have them.
Is this yours right here? Burt's Bees?
I always have one.
Oh, that's mine.
This is
Burt's
yours?
Bees is way mine. Better than ChapStick, by the way.
Yeah, Burt's Bees.
I'm
going to
order food.
Okay,
dude. Dude, did you know that ChapStick is the brand? So, yeah. Like, when you're calling it ChapStick, it's just the brand. Just like roller skates, like roller blades.
Lip balm. We've definitely talked about this on the podcast before.
Have
wait,
we?
No,
yeah.
I don't think
is,
so.
Wait, yeah, is crayons the brand? Because I know there's Crayola. Yeah.
Crayola is the brand. Crayon is just the thing.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, we're. I guess, did we ever talk about, like, how general, like, name brands?
Yeah, we
like,
did.
Yeah,
Q-tip, cotton swab. Yeah. Kleenex tissue. Yeah.
That's insane, isn't that?
ChapStick, lip balm. It's different
lip
things.
Balm.
I've always called it ChapStick. I always will. That's just how I roll. I can't say lip balm.
Yeah, I remember that's we talked about it because we were trying to figure out
the actual interview.
We were
imagine?
Trying to figure out how to like do that with the brand for a new thing.
Right.
We were trying to figure
oh,
out.
Oh
like,
yeah,
name.
You know, I do remember that now. That was probably episode 75.
Damn!
I don't know. Viewers, go back and listeners.
I cannot.
We've done a lot of podcasts.
Yeah. I was about to say. I cannot believe we're about to hit.
Imagine
75?
How Joe Rogan feels. He's on like episode 2000 something, bro.
People are gonna think we're boring eventually. What are we gonna do?
We spice it up. We start making game shows.
The ones that are still watching, you gotta fuck with us at least a little bit.
they might even fuck with us heavy if you think about it.
I think they're all listening. Well, I think they all specifically get in their car and play the podcast just in case anything
they get an
happens,
accident.
And so they can. Send it to us. So
I think it's
like,
you guys are cool for that.
On God,
can we talk about game like, shows really quick? Because yeah. Mr. Beast, Amazon Prime, $5 million award. Did you see that?
Yeah, what
I did?
What?
I just is it Squid Game?
Five? No, it's not. He said it's the biggest competition, the biggest prize pool, the biggest everything confirmed with Amazon Prime. $5 million, 1,000 contestants.
1,000, bro.
They gave him 1,000? Full creative freedom.
Oh. Well, no
oh
shit. He's
God.
Mr. Effin' Beast, dude.
Yeah, but nobody
his
else
main
would.
Game.
Nobody else would. Like,
I was in the competition, and there's a lot of dirt I have.
Already? They filmed it already?
Yeah, and I'm going to hold the information.
Do you know what's really cool? Do you know what's...
Wow.
I don't care.
I don't care, bro.
Wow.
Do you know what's really cool about these, like, the way these competitions work? Because I used to watch Fear Factor a lot, and it's when I learned about it, is you'll have, like, let's say you have, like, a $500,000 prize, whatever, you win... They'll pay out like $10,000 a month until you die. They don't actually give you $500,000. You just get $10,000 passively.
It? Interesting.
Wait, you don't have the option to take a lesser amount?
I don't think so.
Dude, really? I do got to think about this. Like, think about the amount of game shows that there are where people are like winning money, but how like boring it can be. I feel like Mr. Beast is like bringing a refreshing taste to a younger audience appeal.
Dude, I don't know because like
who watches game shows anymore?
Yeah, but those old TV shows are like almost unbeatable.
They're good.
It's like the actual AFV? Content didn't die. It's the format of which the content was delivered die. If all of those old like TV companies was putting their shit out on YouTube instead of TV like a decade ago and they stuck with it, oh my God, we couldn't even compete. It would be unreal.
They would have been insane. They were on top, dude.
Yes.
And they were on top
the
for
the shit
a
that
reason.
Fear Factor did was unbelievable. They would hang like a semi truck 80 feet in the air above the ocean, and then you'd have to like run across it and grab a flag.
Yeah, it's pretty
cool. And then like dive in the water.
It is
so
cool.
Lit, but it's also like there'll be a lot of lawsuits and stuff.
Yeah, I don't know how they got around all that legal stuff.
I don't know.
I also, think you just sign a waiver, you're fine. You can
do
whatever they want.
It's just crazy that people do that.
What if this Mr. Beast $5 million award thing, like, you know, it happens, you're like so excited, and then it's last to leave the circle.
Oh my God.
Oh,
I did
buddy.
So
you're gonna get hyped.
Yeah, I love this video.
You'll be on the Beast train after that? I mean,
you know what's funny is like it's something that I realized at the very top of so when I went to that NBA game recently, which that was a dope experience, and I was like right behind the Warriors bench, it made me realize that like, and especially with Mr. Beast going up to like the highest level, like Amazon Prime, such a professional, like huge budget production, and then even in the NBA, I thought everything was like so hyper-regulated, everything is streamlined and perfect, but like I was sitting behind the bench and watching what they were doing, and I'm like, bro, they're just people who are like just trying to do their best to make it as professional as they can. It was kind of crazy. Mm-hmm. Like it reminded me of like high school basketball. I was like, these are just dudes who are like just a little bit older doing the exact same shit, but just trying to make it more professional.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like that's like what a lot of people look at, even like YouTubers, and don't realize is that it's just a person over there like every single course of action led up to them sitting behind a camera and recording this.
It's like you glamorize the idea and you think that it's a lot prettier than it really is. Yeah. And I thought about that same thing when, like, you know, you would like watch these YouTubers growing up and you're like, holy shit.
Yeah, these,
like,
guys are effing
and then when you're there, you're like, oh, okay. You know, like, you know, you meet this one YouTuber that you've looked up to for the longest time. I remember it was on S&P fucking Earth. Yeah. Fucking Captain Sparkles asked me what materials we wanted for the Coliseum we were building. I'm like, wow. Like, that is the weirdest crossover. I never expected that. And then after that, I kind of just, like, stopped that whole pedestal shit, looking up so much to people. Because you just realize at the end of the day, dude, they probably take the meanest shits at night or in the morning. You never know.
Like, and, like, also, like, everyone is just a loser.
Yeah,
we are all just people, dude.
My biggest celebrities that I'm like that I'll freak out, if anything, would always be music artists
because they're so talented.
But I also don't ever want to meet them. It's like meeting your heroes ruins the magic. And for music, at least for me, music has like that thing where you don't know what goes on a lot. If they don't post a lot in their private lives or whatever, if they're just putting out music, that's it. Then, like, the mystery of, like, how they did it and like, you know, all these things become way more interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, go ahead.
No, you're good.
Oh, I was going to say that I do think that there is a level of, like, being able to appreciate someone. Like, that's just genuinely appreciating someone's creativity and their mind and being like, wow. Like, that you're really a bright person, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can do that and also still at the same time, like, treat them like they're just normal, you know what I'm saying? Like, if someone was an inventor and they came up with some fucking crazy ideas, you can give them credit where it's due. Like, you're an insane inventor. Like, your mind is fucking awesome, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's just where people end up doing that whole glamorized thing, like, putting them almost like putting them in a light of, like, they'll never do anything wrong. Like, that's where you can, I guess, tie it to the creators that were, like, you know, us now are basketball players, celebrities, whatever.
Right.
So,
I think subjective pedestals, like, subjective judgment are, like, it's so much more impressive when it's something that's, like, creative, because there's no gauge to, like, creativity being, like, objectively better than another person's creativity. So when something is personally liked by millions and, like, everyone agrees, I think that's way cooler than, like, I'm the smartest mathematician by equation. Like, I can prove it.
Well, anything self-claiming is always going to be like, I don't know.
Well, but I mean, like, let's say it's like the smartest person. And it's like objectively, they're the smartest person.
Yeah, like someone completed some fucking crazy math proof that hasn't been
that
solved
no one's ever
in
done.
So long. Or
that to me is way less impressive than, like, you having an effect on millions of different people from millions of
different
backgrounds.
Culturally,
life experiences. And everyone agrees, like, this shit's hard. Like, I love this music. I love this song, whatever. You know?
Right.
Yeah, that's why I feel like sometimes, like, a lot of artists, like, whether they could be controversial or not, are given some sort of passes. Does that make sense? Like, I guess one of the biggest ones who was, like, loved and then, like, hated back to loved or whatever, Kanye. You know, like,
is the only
thing.
And Cardi.
Yeah.
Aiden Ross's stream.
Exactly, dude.
People forgot already.
People just kind of, like, make exceptions, I guess, you know? Like, they'll be like, oh, damn, that's fucked up. We just watched him beam this bro live. That's crazy. Only Cardi, though. And they'll be like, what did you expect?
and then the bald British guy gets on and he's like, I forgot about everything.
Yeah, dude. So I guess it's stuff like that. But I mean, dude, that's kind of like, I feel like why Hollywood kind of plays the game of being untouchable. Also because there's a lot of corruptness going on, but also because, like,
oh, dude, Hollywood is so gross, though.
Hollywood
they're
is
so
a whole
gross.
Another, that's a whole nother beast.
They're
dude.
So gross because they go from like beast. They don't give a shit, dude. They'll get like kids and they'll make the kids do shit like. That they don't
Dan
know.
Dan Schneider's being exposed like crazy right now.
Dan Schneider, bro.
Has that not been like an ongoing thing for like a decade
it's
now?
It's been rumored for a decade with proof, but now there's an actual like documentary coming out.
That's good.
Oh, fuck.
Honestly, that's good.
Dan Schneider. Full documentary.
I feel so bad. I feel really, really bad for like kid actors and like people who are raised up in that environment. Because not only do they have to have a standard now of like, you know, their image and like all these things, but like, you know, you're a kid and you don't really know the extent of, like, how it'll affect your life.
You can lose yourself because you can become more of an actor, actress than, you know, who you actually are. You know?
Right.
You're developing into who you're supposed to be, and you're pretending to be someone else all the while. Like, that's going to mess with your head mentally.
Oh, that's fucked up, man.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, I wonder if there's any studies on that can prove that you kind of can...
Dude, I'm waiting on studies on things that's happening, like, right now. I always think about that. Like, school... because this is such a big part of our society.
Who's the actor? Not Robert Downey Jr., but who's the actor in Oppenheimer, the main actor?
I forgot his name. Oh.
You know what I'm talking about?
I know what he looks like.
Yeah. I don't know his name.
He's got big cheekbones.
Yeah.
He looks like a skull with skin on it.
There he is. Cillian Murphy? Or, yeah, is it Cillian?
I guess so.
He's a really popular
actor.
He was
interviewed, and basically the interviewer of the podcast, or I think it was a podcast, he asked a really, really good question about asking how he balances like his work life with like family life and everything like that. And basically he said that he takes on one project a year at this point so he can focus more on like family and stuff. But like he said that when he's in in character, he almost can lose himself for a little bit of time, and then after he's done filming, it takes him like a few weeks to decompress from it all, and where there's a state of like he doesn't know.
Yeah,
who's like,
who was the Joker?
Oh,
it was one of them. One of them. I don't remember which one, but the actor was like,
how do you say it, Joaquin?
Joaquin, yeah. Dude, he literally like.
Are you talking about Heath Ledger?
Yes.
Well, Joaquin Phoenix was the one who was the huge method actor. Like,
the method actors are the ones that could I honestly see.
Or no,
it
was Jared Leto, wasn't it?
There was multiple.
There was so many.
Heath Ledger die?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Overdose, I think.
I don't know.
From prescription.
Well, one of these Jokers.
The goat, by the way.
I think it actually was Jared Leto. Jay Leto.
It is. Jared Leto. He was the one that was the crazy method actor, yes.
Yeah.
Dude, I don't know.
That has to play a role psychologically in some way.
I was saying, like, you could develop DID if you're not careful. Taking on too many roles and having too many different things. I could see it happening.
Well, I mean, you can also look at someone like, what's his
name?
Batman.
Bruce
actor.
Willis.
No, Christian Bale. And, like, the crazy transformations that he's done to his body. Which, by the way, that, like, he's not. His whole goal is to be an actor, but he can do some crazy. Wow. Transformations.
Is that real?
Yes. No, this is real. He had a diet of smoking cigarettes, eating an apple, and it's just,
you know, what else could really happen is like, so Christian Bale, what's the movie with Patrick Bateman? What's the name of that
American
movie?
Psycho?
American Psycho. Like how much people idolize him in that film and how much he like despised that character.
Yeah, they idolize and they romanticize.
Right. So if Christian Bale wasn't like a good person and didn't have that head on his shoulders and he was so deep in that character, and like let's say that was like the height of his career early on, that he like had nothing else going for him after that, could be living almost through that character for the rest of his life because that was like his peak. And he was like, this is who people want me to be. This is what people want to see. And they like attach themselves to that. I can totally see that happening.
You know who won in my eyes in Hollywood? Fucking Jack Black.
Yeah, he's a goat.
Jack Black fucking won.
He's the same.
Did we ever talk about how we talked to Sammy Black before?
I haven't.
Sammy Black used to like, he used to watch our stuff.
He did.
We talked to him, and we talked to Jack Black one time. His dad like walked in.
Yeah, he was like, hello. He's
like, hey, what's going on? What are you guys up to? And like, we just said, hey, and then that was it.
Yeah, I would feel horrible like wanting to talk to him. And it's like, if he's like in his private life. Yeah. His son's like,
no, dude, Jack Dad. Black. Well, Sammy, Dad. Sammy was funny.
Sammy was the one responsible for the TikTok.
Sammy got me into Sammy got me into drinking at the time because I didn't even know what the fuck it was. And
you
then
what?
He got me into like, yeah, because he was into that scene like heavily, and he was like a chronic like Discord user at the time.
Yeah.
So he was just.
I hope he's better now.
Yeah, dang. I hope he's like relieved from that.
No, but like someone like Jack Black, where I feel like you have established yourself and you don't have to take on roles that are kind of weird. Like what's that one I'm drawing a blank on who's this new Spider-Man, what's his name, Tom Holland?
Tom Holland.
Yeah. Oh, remember that one
got,
scene
like,
where he got
railed.
Like, yeah, he got like, yeah, he was like getting
and
fucked.
Then he was like, I'm quitting acting.
Yeah, like
I just
he
got
said,
railed by two dudes.
He said that he was taking a step back because of that, right?
He was pushing back into it and then he took a step back.
Nice. I see.
Out of Hollywood.
Yeah, yeah.
Tom Holland got spit roasted and then quit acting.
Well, he literally probably read the script and was like, yeah, I'm sure that will be fine. And then it was like the most graphic,
like
horrible
sexual
thing
you could ever have happen.
And then
he's
like, okay, well, I actually have a girlfriend and now I think she hates me. So that was fun.
And then, like,
she was making out with two dudes
then
back
she got spit roasted.
I can't do that, bro. That's horrible.
And then, like, well, babe, it's not real. I was just acting.
Dude, you know what
bullshit,
sucks?
Bullshit, dude. Bullshit.
All right.
My food is almost here. I'm sorry.
Dude, that was like a saw trap.
They can see.
That felt like a saw trap.
They can see you. You just flashed it up. All right.
Your time remaining.
Yeah, I have a doctor's appointment pretty soon.
Grunk's being a teacher. We got to go, guys.
I got to say real quick before we end.
No, it's fine. This is great.
I'm glad that this, like, podcast kind of environment allows us to be a little bit longer with the
Yeah, I don't want to end the podcast at an hour all the time. I feel like it's nice to go over.
Yeah, let it ride.
Yeah, I had to skip my lunch to be here. So
dude, it's fine, man. We get it, dude.
All right, well, we'll let everyone go. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in to the Group Chat Podcast, episode 98. Make sure you use code GRIP for 10% off your lean and your gamer soups once it's back in stock.
Buy lean.
Buy some lean.
Buy lean.
Most important, though. That's priority number one. Buy lean. We'll see you next week where we're all here. Until then. Grunk and bro fist it out. Goodbye.
Goodbye.